Shavas Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel, starting four lines from the top. Amar, we learned before, Basar, Af Pishyishon Baharis, Yimol Div Rabbi Yeshua. The Pasuk says, Yishon Benegat Tras, there is an Issa from Mitzaria to cut off a Baharis. However, we learn out from Uviyem Shmini Yomel Bisar Olasai that Mila is Deichlis Issa, and you can cut off a Baharis during the Mitzvah of Mila. So the Gemara asks, Halamali Krav, why do you need the Pasuk? Davashem Miskavin, who? It's just a Davashem Miskavin. I didn't have Kavana to cut it off. I want to do Mila, but Davashem Miskavin Mutta. And we know that Davashem Miskavin is generally Mutta. Now, even though that generally, we understand that as a halacha in Hilchos Shabbos, and this has nothing to do with Hilchos Shabbos. You see from this Gemara, this concept of Dov Hashem Miskaven applies to all mitzvahs of the Torah. Abaya says, L'nitzucha el Rabbi Yehuda ein hachanami, that this pasuk Rabbi Yeshua is only going l'fi Rabbi Yehuda that holds the Amma Dov Hashem Miskaven is also, but l'fi Rabbi Shimon, the Dov Hashem Miskaven mutter, then you wouldn't need this pasuk. So Dr. Gemara, Rava Amma, Rava says, however, I feel the same Rabbi Shimon. No, we can say it's Rabbi Shimon. It might be Rabbi Shimon, Pesach Reisha, Yomus. Of course, in a case where it's a Dov Hashem Miskaven, but it's a Pesach Reisha where the second I cut off this arla, I'm also cutting baharis, and there's no other way to do it. Therefore, of course, it's going to be us to do that, like we know the famous din of Rav Shimon. So therefore, it's coming for both Lefi Rav Yehuda and Lefi Rav Shimon. Fact Gemara about Abaye less than Asfar, could it be that Abaye doesn't hold this far? Abaye himself was the Baal HaMemra that said that Maidu Rav Shimon Pesach Reisha Loyamas, and therefore the pasuk of Bisar L'Chayr comes even Lefi Rav Shimon. Gemara answers. This is exactly where Abaye heard the svara from Rava, and once he heard it, then he thought about it, and he agreed with the svara of Rava, and he holds up Pesach Reisha Loyamas Rav Shimon's Maida, and therefore in Chadami the pasuk of Basar is coming to tell you Alpha Pishyishon Baharis Yimo, because since it's Pesach Reisha, you might think it's Asa. Kamash Mulan, that Mila is Daicha Tsaras. Ikan Masli Lahada Abai Rava. Aha, some say that the idea of Abai Rava was said in a different memra, and we come up to the same conclusion that Abaya heard the idea from Rava that Maid Rav Shimon Pesach Reisha Vloyamus, and he would agree with it because he heard it in this memra. What was that case? It says in the Pasuk Hisham, B'negat Tsaras, Lishma Maid Vlasis, make sure you don't cut off the Negat Tsaras, and it says Lashim Vlasis, so we learn out, Lasis Iata Isa. You can't go and do it Bekavana, Aval Isa. However, if you place some sort of a balm on your foot and you're rubbing your foot and therefore it rubs off the negat tzaras, or if you place a package on your back and therefore because of the rubbing on your back it rubs off this tzaras, then over, if it happens to come off at that point, there wouldn't be a problem of this. So why? So we have Xeris HaKosov that says that you're allowed to do your own malach and do something, and if that happens to make the baharis come off, then that wouldn't be also. But for why do you need a pasuk for that? Dovim Shem Miskaven who? The Dovim Shem Miskaven is mutter. So I'm Abaye. Abaye says again, L'nitzcha el Rabbi Yehuda, Dovim Shem Miskaven is also. In a chadami, the pasuk is only covered with Rabbi Yehuda that hold Dovim Shem Miskaven also. So we need Xeris HaKosov to tell you that in this case it would be mutter. V'rava, however, I feel the term Rabbi Shimon, Umayr Rabbi Shimon Psikreish V'layamas, which is exactly what the Gemara said before. Now, for the Gemara, Abaye less than Asfara, does Abaye not hold in the Asfara of Umayr Rabbi Shimon Psikreish V'layamas? V'Abaye V'rava Dovim Tavayah Umayr Rabbi Shimon Psikreish V'layamas. The Gemara answers. Again, Lebas Hashem Rava Savra, that is the time that he actually heard this Svara of Maid Rav Shimon Pesach Reisha, and then he agreed with Rava's Svara. Now, we learned this Gemara, like our guest in the Gemara that says, Hisham Venegat Tras Lishma Maid Velasis, and we learn that from Lasis. Lasis is Ata Isa, Aval Ata Isa, Besiv Shal Gabi Ragu, Maid Shal Gabi Ksefai. Rashi has a drop of a different gear, so doesn't make enough community to the Gemara, but just so you should realize that Rashi says, Hachikasin Lasis, Oisa Ata Besiv Shal Gabi Ragu, Maid Shal Gabi Ksefai, but he doesn't have these middle few words of Iata Isa. The Gemara continues, Vabayli, Rab Shimon, Hai Besad Maya Abadle, Abaya, according to this Havmida, that Rab Shimon, that Dov Shem Miskaven, doesn't need the Pasuk of Besad, because of course it's Mutta. So, L'chayr, what does he do with the extra word of Besar? Rab Abram says, Ba'im Malokit Baharasa, who Miskaven, if a person comes and he's about to do Mila, instead of not being Miskaven and only being Miskaven for the Mila, he says, I want to take off my Tsuras, then the word Besar is coming to be Marba, that even in that case, it would be Mutta to take off the Baharas and to do Mila, because it's Deicha Tsaras. So Fret Gemara, Tainach Gadol, Katam Ayikam Eimbo. Now we know that the two psukim that say the word Besar, one by the Mila of Katam Mizmana, and one by the Mila of a Gadol. So L'chayr, we have one pasuk of Besar for a Gadol, and there we could say it's where he had Kavana. But by Katam Ayikam Eimbo, what are you going to say? There's no Kavana havana by a katan, and therefore it's always going to be a davar she'ein miskaven. That we're talking about the father of the son who's doing the milah, and the father of the son who says, I want to now do it, and I'm having kavanah not only for milah, but also to take off the baharis of my son. So now you might think that would be also kamash balam basar, that milah is daichat tziras. But the Gemara is, v'irka acha lavid acha, if you're saying it's only because the father is going to have such a kavanah, so why does the father have to do the milah, and why does the Torah have to say you could be mutter to do it and be daichat tziras? L'chari, let's get someone else that doesn't have a bad kavanah and let him do it, and he'll be mutter to do it because it's davar she'ein miskaven. That when you have an asev leisasei, we don't just say bidaychad al leisasei, the esedaychad leisasei, but imatu yachal kaim shteim mutav. If you could be mekayim both and have someone do that say and someone doesn't do that leisasei, then great bimlav yavi asev yitchal leisasei. The only time we say that esedaychad leisasei if you have no other choice, and here lechari you have a choice. Instead of the father doing who has this bad kavanah and also to cut off the beharis, let someone else do it, and then you won't have an issue at all. The Gemara says the leka ach, we're talking about a scenario where there's no one else that could do the milah, and therefore since the father is the only one to be here and could do it, the pasuk says besar that milah is daichat tziras. Let's just see the second taisa of the Amid. Ba'ayim melakas baharasi hu miskaven. Fact taisa him taima imkain amai kama abaya. Why did Abaya say le'nitzcha el Rabbi Yehuda that the brisa could only go on lefi Rabbi Yehuda? Hal Rabbi Shimon nami itzruch. He just said lefi Rabbi Shimon. You also need the two words of Bessar, one for a gadol that had kavanah to cut off the Baharis and it's still going to be mutah, or by a katan where the father had kavanah to cut off the Baharis and it's still going to be mutah. So l'chari, why does he say that the Braisa of Yesha is only with fear of Yehuda? And Taisu responds, v'yishloim adlashim Braisa mashma, d'mayir b'loim miskavim, midloi katani, Bessar afakavim miskavim lakas Baharis b'imol, and therefore it's mashma, it's going even in a case where you didn't have kavanah, so it would be mashma, more like Rabbi Yehuda than Rabbi Shimon, and that's why Abai said such a svara in his Havamina. We learned before, Yontiv ain't a deicha el bizmana bavad, that Mila is only deicha Yontiv if it's done bizmana, but if it's after the 8th day, then it wouldn't be deicha Yontiv. In fact, Gemara Minan and Mila, how do you notice? Oma Chiskev, Chain Tandve Chiskev, Oma Kro. The Pasuk says, Lysisim men Adbeika, and then the Pasuk continues, Van Nysim men Adbeika, Beish Tisreifu. So it says Adbeika twice. It could have said, Lysisim men Adbeika, Van Nysim men Beish Tisreifu. So why does it say the second Adbeika? She ain't Tamalim Adbeika. It doesn't have to say the second time Adbeika. The Torah is teaching us that if someone had a Karban Pesach and left it over till the morning and he wasn't allowed to do that, and now it becomes nicer, then you're not allowed to burn it on the day of Yontif itself, but you have to wait till the next morning, and then on the next day, which is Chol HaMoed, at that point you're allowed to burn it, because Pesach is a Karban Rashis of Yudal B'Nisru Shulchol, U'mila Shloi B'Zman Nami, Midin Cholu, the B'Shabbos or B'Yontif, Loi HaYizman. Since at this time it's not Zman, therefore it's like something that happened during the week, and you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos Yontif. Mila Shloi Bizmana is not Deicha Shabbos Yontif. However, it would be Mila Bizmana, that would be a Mitzayim, and that would be Deicha Shabbos and Yontif. And we had Libudim yesterday to teach us that Mila Bizmana is Deicha Shabbos Yontif, either from Pasikul Biyoy Mashmini, Biyoy Mafil Bishabbos, or from the words Ice, Bris, and Dairis that we had yesterday, or we said yesterday that would be Halach Lamashim Sinai. But in any case, we have a din that only Mila Bizmana is Deicha Shabbos, however, Mila Shloi Bizmana is not Deicha Shabbos. Abaya Amar Abaya says, Amakra, Oyla Shabbos B'Shabbatai. The only oil that you bring on Shabbos is only the one that is for Shabbos. V'loi Oyla Shchol B'Shabbos. But the day before, for example, Friday's Tamid Shel Bein Abayim, you're not allowed to bring the Evarim and Pedarim onto the Mizbeach on Shabbos because that was a mitzvah of Friday. So therefore you see, V'loi Oyla Shchol B'Yantav. Same thing, you're not allowed to bring an Oyla Shchol on Yantav. And therefore, Mila Shloi B'Zmana, which is considered like an Oyla Shchol, can't be brought on Yantav and it can't be Deicha Yantav or Shabbos. Rava Amar that says been negated pasuk of achilus nefesh on yotiv ach asheyeh lechol nefesh hu levadei yaselchem. Now the words hu levadei are extra because you could have said ach asheyeh lechol nefesh yaselchem. So why does it say hu levadei hu v'leim machshir? It's teaching us only eichel nefesh is deichel yotiv. However, machshir eichel nefesh is not deichel yotiv. In addition, we learn levadei v'leim milah shloim bizmano, and we learn out from the word levadei that milah shloim bizmano is not deichel yotiv, and of course it can't be deichel shabbos. The asim mekav v'chaim. Because you would have Havmina that you could learn it from the Kal V'Chaima. What Kal V'Chaima? Rashi says, like we had yesterday, Matzah Rashi Deicha Avoda Mila Shloim Bizmana Deicha Isa. Can I mean El that even Mila Shloim Bizmana is Deicha Tziras? So Shabbos shenitches pe avoda, so avoda which is deicha Shabbos, ain't a din shemila shlo bizman deicha isa, and therefore mila which is on a higher scale, then of course it should be able to be deicha Shabbos. Therefore, Rashi says lahachi itzuch levadi to teach us that mila shlo bizmana is not deicha Shabbos. Rav Ashi amash Shabbos naseu that you thought that really yontiv is only a loisa say, yontiv is actually an asay and loisa say, but yontiv asay and loisa say, and therefore vein asay deicha loisa say va asay the mila the asay and mila can't be deicha loisa say va asay. You're right, mila bizmana is deicha like Rashi. Because it says ubiyoy mashmini biyoy mafilu b'shabbos, but milah shloim b'zmana can't be doicha Shabbos or yontiv. The Gemara continues. Klalim Rabbi Kiva. The Mishnah said that Rabbi Kiva argues on Rabbi Lezer and holds machshire milah is nachat deicha Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda, Rav halach Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Rav halach like Rabbi Kiva. Now we can say a few different reasons why this is so. Number one, because actually the Rabbanon agree Rabbi Kiva and halach is kerabim. Number two, we could say because the machleik is Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Lezer shamuti either he's from Beishamai or he was put in chayim by the mice of the Tan Shachrei. In addition, we could say halach Rabbi Kiva because the halach is always like Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva mechaveir when he's arguing against a yachid. We have a similar member b'negeya and a mishnah b'negeya called Pesach as well. Klal and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says a klal called malachas efshalasis merav Shabbos in a deichel Shabbos shchita she efshalasis merav Shabbos deichel Shabbos. Although we know that Karim Pesach is Deich Shabbos, however, anything you could have done before Shabbos, Rashi says, Gagoyin, have a awesome chutzut chum, vichatichas yabaltoi, or, for example, making the knife or other things which are machshiri Karim Pesach, that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. However, anything else, for example, the shchita itself, of course, you could do on Shabbos, that's Deich Shabbos. V'am Rabbi Yudom Rab, halacha k'Rabbi Kiva, halacha is like Rabbi Kiva by Karim Pesach as well. Vitzvicha, and we need both cases where Rabbi Yudom Rab says halacha k'Rabbi Kiva. The Iyash, meaning Rabbi Mila, if you would only say that halacha like Rabbi Kiva by Mila, hasu the machshirin the efshalas mesma loydach Shabbos like a curse. Maybe it's not deich Shabbos because Mila at this point by a cotton there's no curse because the cotton is still too young and the father never has curse by not doing Mila on his child. Our Pesach deich curse a malutchu Shabbos. Maybe that even the machshirin should be deich Shabbos. So we have to say halacha is Rabbi Kiva even by Pesach. V'yash min gav Pesach we'd say halacha Rabbi Kiva by Pesach. Mishloah nichusel la yigum brisos. You write this curse, but there's no yigum brisos. Therefore, maybe it's not as maybe the din would be the machshirei mila would be deicha Shabbos. Tzricha, that's why Rabbi Yudam Rav tells both by Karim Pesach and by Mila that machshirin are not deicha Shabbos or yontiv. We continue with the Mishnah. Oisin kol tzricha mila b'Shabbos. You're allowed to do all tzricha mila on Shabbos and it's deicha Shabbos, like we said. Mila you do mila uparin, and Rashi says what's the difference between mila and priya? Chaytich ha'ol is mila. Parin is tzor hamachaser esh agid. You push back the or that's covering the gid. That's called priya. Umaitzin and you suck out the dam. Rashi says va'avgav de'asiyas chabur shein adam nitich chabur ali de'matzitzah still. It's mutter to do on Shabbos because tzitzio is part of mila. The nice last plan is you could place on it a bandage or dressing, the cumin, and also cumin, which is used as some sort of an ointment. And my shachak me'er Shabbos lois b'shin of nisim. If you didn't crush up the cumin on erev Shabbos, then you should chew it with your teeth and you should place it on it. Meaning you should do it in some way that's a shinoi, like Rashi says, kama de efshal shinoi mashtina, meaning even though it's a chayil sheish bei sakana, and the chayil should be mutter. However, if you could do a shinoi, then why not do it? In addition, in my Torah, v'yayim v'shem me'er Shabbos, v'yinasin zeh ba'atzmei v'zeh ba'atzmei. If you didn't beat up the wine and oil in order to make a mixture, which was a medicinal ointment, then you should place each one by themselves onto the gin, and that will be enough, and don't mix them together on Shabbos in order to make a shinoi from the way you do it b'chol. V'ein oisin l'chol l'chatchilo, avakoyil l'chaler samtut. You shouldn't make a special choluk, which was something that was made specifically for the gid. Rashi says, "Kadesh lo yachsa or lechasas gid." They did it in order to make sure that the mila doesn't go back and cover the arla. And therefore, you should do instead. You should just take bandages and wrap them around the gid. And even regarding the bandages, in Mohiskam Erev Shabbos, Kerechalas Boy, maybe Vafilu Mechotzer Acheres, you're allowed to go bring bandages from another chotzer if you didn't bring them from beforehand. That's something you're allowed to do on Shabbos, but mash from the Mishnah only from the chotzer. But you're not allowed to bring them from the Rishus Rabbim. We turn to Kuflam Gimel and Vez, and we start with the Gemara. The Gemara asks, Mechta Ektani Kula, we said all the things. We said you're allowed to do Mila and Priya and Mitzitza, so Kol Tzach Mila Lassui Mai. What else is there? Why do we have to say the words that you're allowed to do Kol Tzach Mila? The Gemara says, Lassui Hadatan Rabban, and it's coming to conclude this Braisa. Hamol, someone's doing Mila on Shabbos, calls Machu Lais Mila at any time that he's doing Mila. Like Rash says, Shalai Silak Yodav, he didn't stop the Mila itself. Chayza, he could be Chayza, Bein Al Tzitz Makvin Samila, Bein Al Tzitz Shay Makvin Samila. You can even continue doing the milah, even to take off the tzitzit and the parts of the milah that are not makar the milah. But pirish, however, once you took your hand away and you stopped doing milah, then al tzitzit makar the milah chayzer. You could go back to the tzitzit makar the milah. Rashi says sharei and kamila atzma. That's deicha Shabbos because it's like the milah itself. But al tzitzit shei makar the milah ain't a chayzer. And therefore, our Mishnah is saying that kol tzarich milah, you're allowed to even go back for tzitzit hamakar and some milah. We just said that if you pirish, if you stop the milah, then you can't go back for tzitzit she'emak v'samila. So, Frank Gemara, man tana pirish ein chayza. Who is the man that holds that once you stop the mitzvah, then you can't be chayza? Rashi says, "Mishum pirish chashuk lechazor milsel nafshei v'hoyel v'loy ikum mitzvah in loy hada." Amar Rabbi Abchan, Amar Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shmuel b'nei Shmuel b'Yechon breaker. It is the shita Rabbi Shmuel b'nei Shmuel b'Yechon breaker. The Tani will enter Brisa. Abba also shechalius b'Shabbos. If the 14th day of Nisan fell on Shabbos, and therefore Karm Pesach is deicha Shabbos, but mafshid haPesach ad haChaza, all you'll have to skin the Karm Pesach is from the bottom of the animal. They used to hang it upside down from the feet until the chest. You'll have to take off the skins in order to be able to get inside and get all the Avarim out without the Avarim getting attached to the hair, because it wouldn't be covered to put the Avarim onto his back with hair on it. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel b'nei Shmuel b'Yechon Breker. That's the words of Rabbi Shmuel b'nei Shmuel b'Yechon Breker. We'll get back to it in a second. However, Chamei Mafshita Skulai, the Chum say you could take off all of the skins. Now, the derech that they would take it off was they would first be mafshit until achazi, even if you're abundant. Then they would take a break and take the Avarim out, and then they would go and complete the Avshata. So the Gemara at this point wants to say that Rabbi Shmuel b'nei Shmuel b'Yechon Breker's Shita is that since you stop doing the hafshata of the animal, therefore at this point you can't go back in there, because that's the same idea of pirish in a chayza. Like Rash says, the kiva and the pirish have a chazar milscha daskaltal and hafshah. It's considered its own start of a new item, a new maisa. The shalei l'tzarek kavaya. At this point, the shalei l'tzarek kavaya, and therefore it's dumi to see the lema akvin. Since it's not makiv, therefore you can't do it. The Gemara says, no, mimai. How do you say that? Rabbi Shmuel b'nei Shmuel b'nei Shmuel, that's not the pshat, because ad kam like Rabbi Shmuel b'nei Shmuel b'nei Shmuel b'nei Shmuel. He said in that then that you can't continue. Since this behemoth is not going on his back, the person can keep it and use it for Pesach, for the Karm Pesach and Achilas Karm Pesach. Therefore, there's no din further to make it nicer, and there's no din to pull off all the skins. Therefore, there's no din of Zekel Veil. However, by Mila, that is the din of Zekel Veil, and the whole point of taking off the Tzitzin Hamakvis Hamila and the Tzitzin Shein Makvis Hamila is for Zekel Veil. He might also agree that the din is that you would actually even be able to take it off, even if you appear that you could still be chayza. The Tanya, Zekel Maveo, who's still in front of mitzvahs, that there's a din of Zekel Maveo to beautify in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in mitzvahs. I say in front of Sukkana, make a beautiful Sukkah, Vluvna, or a beautiful Lulub, Shaifana, Tzitzisna, or Sevatarina, Vikasubay Lashmai, make sure to write the Sevatari Lashma, Bidyoina, with nice ink, Bakulmasna, with a beautiful pen, Bilavla Uman, with a Seifer who is a professional. And wrap the Sefer Torah in beautiful silks. The word Vanveu doesn't come for that, but it teaches us the Loshiv Anveu Rashes Ani Vahu, that we should be just like Hashem, be comparable to Hashem. Mahu Chan Rachem, Af Ata Haye Chan Rachem. But the point of the Gemara is that you can't say that the Man Omer that says, Pirish Ein Echaiza, that you can't go back for the Tzitzin She'ein Ma'akvis Hamila, that is not necessarily Rabbi Shmuel B'nei Shor Be'echem Be'echa. Elam Rabashi, the man the omer that holds pirish ein chayza is Rabbi Yosi. The Tanaim have a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, bein shenir ba'alil, bein shloi nir ba'alil, mechal nevis haShabbos. That the Tanakhama holds, it doesn't make a difference if you saw it clearly, you saw the new moon clearly, or if you didn't see it clearly, you could be mechal Shabbos. You might think that the only time you should be mechal Shabbos is only when you didn't see it clearly, because you might be the only one saying Eidus. But if you saw it clearly, everyone in Klal Yisrael may have seen it. Therefore, you shouldn't run and be mechal Shabbos. Anyone could be mechal Shabbos. That's Tanakhama. However, Rabbi Yosi, if you saw it clearly, you can't be Mechal Shabbos. Now, what does that do with Piresh Ein Echaiza? And Rashi explains, Alma, you see from Rabbi Yosi, Avakav the Ikka Mitzvah. Of course, there's some sort of mitzvah to go and help be Mekadish the Chaydish. But Kivin, the Lav Lutzerach Gavayu, Loi Mechalina, we're not going to let you be Mechal. Vahachinami, Piresh Tavi Askalta Dechilol, Ki Hacha, Beloi Tzerach Gavayu, Loi Mechalina. And if there's no requirement, and you already were pirish, then you keep mechal Shabbos for that. But the Gemara says, no, mimai dilma adkan like Rabbi Yisi. Maybe the only time Rabbi Yisi said hasam the nitl Shabbos ledochais. There's no din to be deicha Shabbos at all because no one could go and be deicha Shabbos since Bezdin themselves or people that are within tchum Shabbos will see it clearly. Therefore, we never gave you a heter mechal Shabbos. Avol hachot the nitl Shabbos ledochais hachinami. But over here by Milo, which is anyway deicha Shabbos, so maybe we'd say you could continue to be deicha Shabbos even on tzitzis shema akvinas amila, and even if it was pirish already. Ella amri nadari, rabbanan de pligla leha de Rabbi Yisi. The time we learned b'negeya the din of changing the guard for lechem apanim, where they changed the 12 lechem on Shabbos and put in the new lechem apanim, the fresh lechem apanim for next week. The seder and the procedure to change them was as follows: abokayim nichnasim. You had four kaim that went into the azara. Shnayim biyadim shtei starim. Two of them had with them six chalas each. The two starim of the new chalas. Shnayim biyadim shnei bezichem. Two of them had the new spoon of the spices, and four people went in first before them. Two of the kayam that went in were to take out the two starim, to take out all 12 breads. Two were to take out the old two spoons of spices. The ones who were bringing in the new lechem and the new bezichem, they were standing on the north side, on the right side of the Zara, and their faces were towards the south side. But the ones who were taking out, they were standing on the darim of the shulchan, and their faces were towards the north. These were pulling out the old ones and these were placing in the new ones at the same time. This Kayin's hands are right next to the other Kayin's hands and they're making sure to slide it on to the Shulchan at the exact same time that the Shulchan should never have a moment without the Lechem HaPanim on it. Mishum Shenema Lefanai Tamid. It says it has to be in front of our HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tamid consistently at all times. However, even if one Kayin takes it off and the other Kayin puts it back on, even if it wouldn't be at the same exact moment, like Rashi says, even if it's an hour later, Avzeh HaYotam, that's also tamid. Why? Rashi says, they can't have the shulchan at night without lechem, but otherwise that would be considered tamid. So how do you see that Rabbanan Adamana Omar, like we said before, that Piresh Einar Chayza, Rashi says, because Rabbanan Ishakli V'Shavkalei V'Hodim Misadri, if you take it out and then you stop and then you put on a new lechem upon him, Lo Mikru L'Tamid El Haskola Chriti, that's considered a new Haskola. V'Nipsa M'Sheh Mis'akim Shulchan B'Loi Lechem V'Gabi Piresh Nami Ki Hoda Asi Milsachriti, when you come back and you try to do the Tzitzin again, that's considered another Maisa and therefore you can't do it again. It's not going to be M'chal Shabbos. But however, Rabbi Yisrael Ki Shavki V'Hodim Maskin Nami Tam, the Chodim Milsu, it's considered one Maisa. Hachinami, here also by our case, Pirish Chayza Al Bishay Makvin, the Kula Gemam Milsu, it's considered like Gemam Milsu, and therefore the Tana that holds Pirish Eina Chayza is going like Rabbanan and not like Rabbi Yisi. The Gemara continues, Tana Rabbanan, Halkadis Hamila, that you must trim the Tzitzit Hamakvis Hamila, Vim Lo Hilka, if you don't take them off, Onish Karis, then you get Karis. Money, who's going to get the Karis? Amavkana Uman, we're going on the Mail, that by the fact that the Mail only does part of the Mila on Shabbos and the rest he doesn't do, therefore he's Bechal Shabbos. And he's going to be chayav karis. Factor of Gemara, Master of Papa, Uman, Lemelu. Why didn't you just say Anav the Palka Mitzvah? You're right. I only did the Mila, and I didn't complete the Mila by doing the Tzitzit Makvis Hamila. But Sain of Disu Palka Mitzvah, you could complete it, and therefore, why should I be chayav karis? I didn't do anything wrong. Ella my Papa begadol. It's talking about a person that's a gadol, and he doesn't do the Mila. And we're talking about it during the weekday. And since he doesn't do it and he doesn't complete his Mila, so that's why he'd still be chayav karis. He'd be in a status that if he doesn't complete and finish the Tzitzit Makvis Hamila at some point in his life, then he was over on the Mitzvah Mila, and therefore he'd be Chayav Karis. So Master Rav Asher, Asher Papa, Gadol Behedik Sebei, you don't have to tell us that in the Mishnah. It's not a Chiddush Vim Lo Hilkat Onish Karis. It says in the Pasuk, V'Arul Zocha Shaloyimo. He's not considered a person as Mila, and therefore of course he's Chayav Karis. Elam Rav Asher, Elam Uman, is going on a mile. Going to Asa Ben HaShemash Shabbos. What's talking about is on Shabbos, and he came right before the end of Shabbos for Amrulay, and they told him, Loi Misafkas, you're not going to be able to complete the Mila because you're not going to be able to do the Tzitzit Makvis Hamila before Shabbos is over. So therefore, don't start now because it could be Chal Shabbos. V'amalu, he says to them, Misafkinon, I think I will finish. V'avad, and he does it. V'lay stopik, and he doesn't finish. V'ishtakik chabur over. Therefore, you did a chabur on Shabbos. Vanish karis, and that's why you be chayiv karis. Now you won't be chayiv skila because Rashi says the isru beilam misa the like kibul of hasra. But the karis ika das chala b'shus loy hischel the like nit the Shabbos litchais etzla b'shazu. The Gemara continues. Maitzim, we said in the Mishnah you let do mitzitza. So Amar Papa, hay umna if there's a mild loy mait that doesn't do mitzitza, sakana it's considered sakana for the child. V'avrin lein, therefore he can't be in a mild anymore. The Gemara asks, Pshita, mitkam mechal yeshabta, sakanu. Since the Mishnah says you can be even mechal Shabbos to do mitzitza, that of course it's sakana, and therefore of course we're going to take him out and he can't be a mile anymore. The Gemara answers, Maru tema, hai dam mifka pakin. You would think that even though that the Mishnah said that you could do it, it's not because of sakana and you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. The Mishnah is actually telling you that the dam that's in the child is actually just stored up, and therefore it's not considered chabura, and therefore there's no chil Shabbos, and that's why you're allowed to do it in Shabbos, but of course there's no sakana. Kamash V'lan chabur mikbar. This price is actually telling you that it is sakana and it is chabur mikbar, and the only reason you're allowed to do it on Shabbos is because sakana, therefore it's doicha Shabbos. And I'll bring you a raya that this is because of sakana, because v'dumi the splines v'kamen, it's the same din as the bandage and the cumin that you put on, which is for refuah. Mas splines v'kamen k'loyav in sakana. Just like when you don't put on the bandage or the cumin, it's sakana. Afachinami k'loyav in sakana. And we'll stop over here.